If you're looking for a composer who specializes in melancholy, then Tchaikovsky is your man. Somehow, his spirit was naturally drawn to minor keys, descending scales, and that deep Chalumeau register of the clarinet. That's the opening of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, the featured work on the next Kalamazoo Symphony concert. The theme itself becomes a motto, making cameo appearances in each movement of the entire symphony. Once the clarinets are finished, Tchaikovsky introduces a windswept woodwind melody. The movement turns dance-like. Each woodwind phrase is immediately answered by the strings. It had been 10 years since Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4. He was afraid his creative muse had left him. He said, "I am dreadfully anxious to prove, not only to others but also to myself, that I am not yet played out as a composer." I think the climax of this first movement allays all doubt. The composer himself conducted the premiere of this symphony in 1888 in St. Petersburg, Russia. He was already admired for his Romeo and Juliet overture, the Violin Concerto, and Swan Lake. The public expected soaring melodic lines from him. In the horn solo that opens the second movement, Tchaikovsky did not disappoint. A second passionate string theme is designated con noblezza, with nobility. It reaches upwards and doesn't tire. But the movement is not without conflict. Do you remember that original clarinet motto? Here it blasts out from the trombones with frightening intensity. But calmness prevails as the strings and clarinet repeat that noble theme to bring the movement to a gentle close. Tchaikovsky isn't finished yet. There are two more equally powerful movements to this symphony. The Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra is surely up to the task, as you'll hear at our next concert.